Gavin Gray, UK correspondent with us now. Evening, Gavin.
Hi there, Heather.
Gee, so Philip Schofield's losing more jobs now. It's the Prince's Trust.
It's everything going, yes. The complete, almost demolition, one might say, of a career, step by step, with the latest being that the Prince's Trust, which has celebrity ambassadors who support the charity through fundraising or promoting its work. They've said that, and I quote, "In light of Philip's recent recent admissions, we have agreed with him that it's no longer appropriate to work together." I love that. Agreed with him. So it doesn't sound like a sacking, but either way, it's another real dagger, I dare say, to his heart. Philip Schofield, the joint UK-New Zealand national, was, of course, one of TV's big presenting stars here in the UK, but sadly has now seen a massive demise, and indeed on Friday issued a statement after he had come out as gay, having been married, and now the statement outlines that he had had a relationship with a colleague. The question all around it is, how old was the colleague at the time? Because he first met this man as a teenager, just 15. He said at the time nothing happened. Only after the friend got older did they actually form a relationship. He said it was unwise but not illegal. And as you can imagine, plenty of finger-pointing now and looking at what ITV did when they first got wind of any of these rumors and who they interviewed, and did they carry out an internal sort of procedure to check it was all above board. So plenty of finger-pointing, as I said, and Philip Schofield not going to appear on our TV screens anytime soon.
Gavin, everybody's being very careful naming his lover, as in not naming his lover, but do you feel like it's just a matter of a time before this guy's name is out there?
Oh, I think that's probable, really. I mean, there's, it's not difficult to find it on the internet, and plenty of people suggesting that, yes, it'll be made public soon. But this is all about protecting the identity of somebody who was considerably younger than Philip Schofield, who has obviously had a very difficult time because the pair split up. And there are all sorts of allegations about how Philip Schofield treated the younger man once they had split up. But yeah, suffice to say, all pretty unpleasant, very complex, I suppose, in its nature. But this is something which has brought one of TV's doyen presenters, as it were, to its knees.
Gavin, why is the EU threatening to take action against Poland?
This is a really interesting story, because Poland wants to introduce a new commission which would bar people from public office for having links to Russia. Now, when I first read that, I thought, well, yeah, I mean, okay, why not, if that's what they want to do? It was approved by Poland's parliament last week and will probe alleged Russian interference between 2007 and 2022. But critics are saying the panel which is going to decide these things is dominated by the government's MPs. And what it's really aimed at doing is to attack the main opposition leader and the former prime minister, Donald Tusk, who, of course, was also very high profile within the EU. So the EU Justice Commissioner is saying this is a special concern because the commission will be empowered to issue 10-year bans from managing public funds, and that, in effect, will bar individuals from national office to anyone they say found guilty of acting under Russian influence. And in particular, they're looking at these gas deals signed with Russia, which the government says has left the country overly reliant on Moscow. And who signed those gas deals? Well, in some part, largely Donald Tusk, prominent in some of those deals. So it does look like the EU and Poland on a crash course here, not for the first time, but Poland very, very anti-Russia, remembering history and determined to stamp out any idea of Russian influence.
Good stuff, Gavin. Good to talk to you. Thank you so much. Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.